dancing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Good evening and welcome, my friends. It is Monday, January the 28th. Are there any Americans left on Republic Broadcasting Network? Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Toll-free number 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. Well, there's no way I can explain what happened today. Trying to figure out the psychology of these folks on Wall Street. We got new home sales report this morning, which was the worst in 13 years. And the Dow closed up 176 points based on this news. Because if the new home sales number had come out better than expected, in other words, that the mortgage crisis wasn't as bad as everybody made it sound out to be, the Dow would most probably have gone down 500 points because that would have stopped the Federal Reserve from cutting interest rates. The only reason why the Dow is up 176 points today, in my humble opinion, was based on the fact that Wall Street is petrified that the Federal Reserve will not give them their 50 basis point cut on Wednesday. If the Fed comes out and gives them 25 points, watch out, because they will throw a hissy fit. So for me to try and explain how things work on Wall Street, good luck. As we mentioned, Dow off 176 points at 12,383. NASDAQ up 23 at 2,349. S&P 500. Now, these are all up based on bad news. S&P up 23 at 1,353. And it's mind-boggling. And then last night, I'm watching 60 Minutes. And they're talking about the real estate crisis, interviewing people in Stockton, California. These people were committing fraud on national television. I mean, I was beside myself. I don't know. Maybe they think that's just the way the world operates. In the metals complex, gold closed up $16.40 in New York to end the day at $927.40. Another $20 move in the price of gold, and guess what? 1 ounce American Gold Eagles are selling for over $1,000. We'll bring you the rest of the other metal prices and a lot more on the... Well, it's going to be a jam-packed Monday. A lot of stuff to cover out there. Don't know if I'll get to it all, but we'll try.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Flipside for a Monday, as we mentioned, gold closed at 927 today, had a low of 916, high of 930. Silver closed up 27 cents at $16.73. Silver had a low of 1638, high of 1676. Big winner today. Once again, no shock or surprise there. Platinum higher by $49. Now sitting at an all-time record of $1,726. Thanks to a company called Eskom in South Africa, where the lights have gone out, in case you haven't been reading the news. And the interesting thing about South Africans is they have this wry sense of humor. Don't ask me where they got it, but there's all kinds of jokes flying around the internet, what South Africans are saying. The new name for the ANC is Another Night with Candles. And when the Titanic went down, at least it had its lights on. Well, you got to hand it to them. Palladium closed up $5 at $3.89. Currently in Asian trading, no action in any of the metals. Crude oil closed above $90 a barrel at $90.96 U.S. dollar, although weaker through most of the day, based on obviously the fact that the Fed is going to cut by half a point, closed at 75.58. Now, as I mentioned, a large part of this rise in gold and especially platinum is because of obviously the lights going out in South Africa, and there's reports out that nobody knows how to fix the crisis, and therefore these rolling blackouts are going to continue indefinitely. Adding to the woes in South Africa, and it's not only in South Africa that this is becoming a serious problem. It's actually happening in all countries around the world, but more so in South Africa because, well, it's an impoverished black country. Therefore, you've got to find income in any way you can find it. And it seems as though one of the easier ways is by stealing power cables made of copper. You know, the same stuff that sends electricity down the road? Well, now that they've got these power outages, it's actually more easy to steal the copper wiring now, because at least they're not going to get electrocuted to death. There are countless people who die in South Africa who see a power cable and they think that all they have to do is just splice it and pull out the copper without thinking that they got to switch the power off first. So now that they've got these rolling blackouts, it's not only great for the criminal element, because when the power goes out, obviously no security systems work. So there's been a increase in robberies and break-ins, and it's just complete chaos. South Africa, like Kenya, is going back to its tribal roots, which is interesting to watch. The devastation that's going on in Kenya has always been part and parcel of Africa, the tribal differences between one tribe and another. It's almost like what we have here in America between Democrats and Republicans. They're kind of like tribes, except we're a little bit more civilized here, and at this point we haven't resorted to killing our political opponents, but I don't think we're far away from that, judging by the level of political discourse that's been going on of late. But anyway, that's a problem that's going on in Kenya. Of course, they will blame it on suppression of colonial rulers many years ago, which is the reason why they're hacking each other to death right now. Different tribes settling old scores because the election opened up all kinds of open wounds. So as we digress away from that, in South Africa, this big problem is obviously these people who are looking for a free lunch. And a free lunch in South Africa right now is copper. So if you can find anything with copper in, all you got to do is wait for the lights to go out and you can get as much as you want, which ultimately leads to another problem of what happens when the lights come back on again, if they ever going to come back on again. Now, this crime wave is not only sweeping South Africa, it's also sweeping the United States. This article from the AFP. A wave of crime is sweeping rural America, where organized gangs and petty thieves heisting commodities ranging from wheat to almonds to copper wires to hardwood trees, attracted by the prospect of making easy money. Well, they could have. Well, these are the guys that didn't figure out the subprime mortgage scam that was going on. These criminals steal onto private and state-owned forests to legally fell timber, carry off entire shipping containers of almonds, risk their lives to strip electricity transmitters for their copper wiring. As the price of a particular commodity increases, it becomes a target of crooks because they're opportunists who are looking to make money. Now, these are just people who have been oppressed for many years, and they are getting back at the man. This is what happens. This is why everybody is falling over Barack Obama. It's a little thing called white guilt, which I'm very aware of. And today, on display, the whole Kennedy clan was out there exemplifying what white guilt is all about. You see, there's, and I'm going to be all over the place on this one today, so just bear with me. White guilt is something that has afflicted whites for so long because we have been told ad nauseum from academia on down that we are inherently racist and that the only reason why blacks haven't succeeded in society is because of slavery and we've been the oppressors for so long. Now, whites have been taking this abuse for decades. And so there's this buildup of white guilt. So that when whites see a articulate black man that can possibly become the leader of the free world, they think that by electing this man, not because of his intellect or vision for the future, they are looking at him as cleansing the stigma of racism that's been hanging round their neck like a yoke for so many decades. This is what happened, exactly what happened in South Africa. Why did South Africa ultimately cave in to the pressure of the Western world to end apartheid? You see, because South Africans also thought, after years of being accused of being white supremacists and racists, it became too much to bear. So the country collectively decided, well, maybe we've been wrong. Maybe we need to absolve ourselves. Maybe we have been wrong about the brother's ability to function in a first world country. And so we'll hand over everything and hope they don't follow the rest of Africa that's been given its freedom after colonial rule and thrived and prospered like Kenya. Yeah, I was watching something on C-SPAN last night, Shelby Steele. He's he's an oxymoron, he's a black conservative. He's figured out what the problem is with blacks in America. And as a matter of fact, he says Barack Obama will not be president. It's because blacks have this identity crisis. They are, and he gives them different names. And I've forgotten what. A challenger and a bargainer is how he defines the two groups within the black community. The bargainer is Barack Obama. In other words, he has the mentality of saying to white people, I'm not going to judge that you are a racist until you prove to me you are a racist. The bargainer mentality, which is Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, are the people that say, you are a racist, and I'm going to do everything in my power to weaken your standing by reminding of you of this on a consistent basis. This gives them identity with black people. You see, Barack Obama would be accused by a certain section of the black population as being an Uncle Tom, because he is trying to find that middle ground between white and black, where the Jesse Jacksons, L. Sharptons of the world are solidly behind the brothers in the concept that the reason that we haven't achieved anything is because we are victims of white oppression. It gets kind of confusing. Anyway, we'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
A billion people died on the news tonight, but not so many cried at the devil's sight. Well, Mama said, it's just make-believe. You can't believe everything you see. So baby, close your eyes to the lullabies on the news tonight.
Welcome back to the flip side for a Monday. I'll give you an example of this white guilt that many people have. And obviously there were a lot of white people around the world during the apartheid years that in order to free themselves of white guilt, they would demonstrate against apartheid policies in South Africa. Although the majority of them had never been to South Africa, never seen the country to any great degree, didn't understand cultures and all that kind of thing. But a prominent New Zealander who headed up many campaigns in the 1980s, including Halt All Racist Tours, that's where we got the song, Ain't Gonna Play Sun City No More, has just been awarded South Africa's highest honor. I mean, the recipients of the Tambo Award include Mahatma Gandhi, Kofi Annan, and Martin Luther King Jr. He sent a letter back to Thabo Mbeki saying that he's withdrawing his nomination for this prestigious award. And this is his quote. He says, South Africa was the democratic country with so much hope. And I think for so many people, it's been the deepest of disappointments, and it certainly has been for me. This gentleman's name is John Minto. Lives in New Zealand. Wonder if he did any demonstrations for the Aboriginals over there, but that's neither here nor there. He says, we were fighting for a better South Africa for all its citizens. The faces at the top have changed from white to black, but the substance of change is an illusion. And that's pretty much what Barack Obama is selling as we speak. He's selling an illusion. He's selling something people want to believe in, but it's an illusion. The man has no substance whatsoever. Nobody's asked him what his policy on preemptive strikes will be. As John McCain is going around the country giving speeches about, I'm going to talk straight with you. We're going to have many more wars we're going to have to fight. Well, is that the commander-in-chief you really want? A guy who's committed to sending America's kids to fight who knows how many wars for how many years more? This is a man without a plan. This is a man that's running on the fear factor, that somehow we need a daddy figure in order to protect us from the boogeyman. And he's not a war hero. I keep on getting emails from people upset that I... Look, you know who else didn't really think he was a war hero? Probably the most decorated Vietnam veteran out there, the late David Hackworth. David Hackworth has written many articles about his attempt to find out about John McCain and all the litany of awards he got, and how did he get those awards? And what's the citations for certain bravery that John McCain did that he should get these awards? And he never got, until the day he died, he never got a reply from the Defense Department. On the other side of the coin, we got Mike Huckabee running around out there. Yesterday, he was on all, and I swear I'm not picking on people for doing this, but it's, the man's got no chance. But he shows up, because he's in Florida now, they're all in Florida, and you can see the man has been under a sun lamp. He's got goggle eyes. When you lie under a sun lamp, they give you these little goggles that you wear, so that when you take them off, you look all nice and suntanned, except these circles round your, these white circles round your eyes. And that's very disturbing. If a man has to sit under a sun lamp in order to project some sort of image, then he's as phony as a $3 bill. I don't think there's any $3 bills out there. But there you have Mike Huckabee. Now all of a sudden, Mitt Romney, a.k.a. George Hamilton, is now warmly embracing the bad economy, saying that I was the first one to talk about the economy and how to solve the problems. Obviously, Mitt's got a hearing problem because he hasn't been hearing anything Ron Paul has been saying on the few occasions that he does get to speak in some of these stupid debates. Because all Ron Paul has been speaking about is how America's foreign policy is destroying the U.S. dollar. For goodness sake, even Hugo Chavez understands that the dollar is in free fall. Over the weekend, he called for all South American countries to get out of the dollar as fast as possible. And we're not talking chump change with those guys either. We're talking in billions and billions of dollars. Nobody wants to talk about that statement made by Hugo Chavez over the weekend. Anyway, I'm going to come at
you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Side. Well, did you have a bad day? You know, most people have bad days on Mondays. Mondays are notorious for bad days. There's an article that you can find on Republic Trading Group. It's entitled "The Era of Illusions." And Peter Lynch, who for 12 years ran the Magellan Fund at Fidelity Investments and did really well and was regarded as one of the gurus on Wall Street. In this article, "The Era of Illusions," he says that he used to hate Mondays. He says, the reason why I used to hate Mondays, and he actually did research into it, and he found that between 1955 and 1985, The stock market on Mondays dropped a cumulative 1,500 points. And now that's just in one day. He goes on to explain it. He says, on the weekend, everyone becomes an amateur economist. Investors, he believed, would read the weekend newspapers filled with their articles of doom and gloom and become filled with doom and gloom themselves. Naturally, after stewing over the weekend, their first instinct when the market finally opened on Monday was to sell. And then he goes, and I've always been a pretty optimistic fellow, but I'm about to write a pretty gloomy column right now. And he goes on to explain where we are, fiscally speaking. We're in a place that we've never been before. This is why it's so hard to try and tell you what's going to happen. Because we're in uncharted territory at this time. I mean, this whole Societe Generale biggest fraud scam in history, that story just stinks to high heaven. Now, some 30-year-something guy can obviously get through all the security and everything to get access to that kind of money. And it should really scare you that he's most probably, if we were going to buy into the story that a 30-year-old whiz kid who happens to know some computer codes can actually do this, think about what some guy that's been to MIT and has studied computers can actually do if he's got the intention to do it. I mean, the single guy could wipe out trillions of dollars just by the flick of a switch, if we are to believe what Societe Generale is trying to get us to believe, that this guy is the rogue trader. I mean, you can't even believe any of this stuff anymore. Nothing makes any sense. I mean, we are dealing here with events that just boggles the mind. That 60 Minutes piece last night just blew my mind altogether. There was a black guy who was saying that the reason he bought this $400,000 home was because he wanted to get out of the hood. Wanted to get in a better neighborhood where the people weren't stealing his copper wiring. And then he asked him, well, didn't you actually read the contract? No. You invested in a $400,000 home and you didn't read the contract? No. And there was no money down and it just sounded so good, and we got out of the hood, and now we're upside down. Then they talked to the white guys. White guys were even worse. These were the people that actually believed that real estate prices would never go down. And they committed to a, I don't know, $200,000 home. And then they took out equity from, they put no money down, and then they took out 50 grand, and now the house is not worth what they paid for it, so they're just walking away from it. I mean, these people actually, I mean, this is where the fraud comes in. You go, well, where's the fraud in that, Robbie? Well, if you know that you're going to go into foreclosure, and you go then and dip your house to get the money out, before you let it go into foreclosure, yes, by the classic definition, it's fraud. But this is going on all over the country. And now, guess what? But you knew this. I knew this was going to come. There's a whole bunch of black people out there who seem to think that this is financial apartheid. Where did this article come from? I've got no idea where it came from. It says, U.S. blacks see financial apartheid in subprime crisis. You see, now this is depression. This is why we are victims. They have small means and big hopes of owning a house. Oh, jeez. But African Americans, snared in the U.S. mortgage crisis, have seen the American dream turn into a nightmare many call financial apartheid. The storm triggered by risky subprime loans has left many in ruins, forced out of their modest homes and furious at falling victim to financial dealings that have taken a particular toll on minority families. People of color are more than three times more likely to have a subprime loan, concluded the organization United for a Fair Economy. Now, you know, people in an organization called United for a Fair Economy, these people are watermelons. In a recent report, they estimated that minorities have seen between $163 billion and $278 billion of their equity go up in smoke since 2000. See, that's just the man sticking it to the brothers. The man was sticking to everybody. And everybody was in on the scam. It was free money. Literally, that's what it is. I mean, it was a Ponzi scheme of epic proportion. I mean, crimes were committed hand over fist. From the purchaser to the broker to the appraiser, all the way up to Merrill Lynch, Bear Stearns, and the rest of them. Because they knew when they bundled up these mortgages and sliced and diced them and got these rating agencies to give them AAA credit ratings so they could sell them to the rest of the world as safe, solid, secure. These are AAA rated mortgage-backed securities. These things are just as good as gold. just so you understand, nothing is as good as gold. And you know, let me digress once again. Ron Paul and gold have a lot in common. They are two entities that the mainstream media just doesn't want to pay any attention to whatsoever. Try and get a mention on gold on CNBC in the last three trading days when gold is soaring to $1,000 an ounce, you'd be hard-pressed to find any discussion as to why the noble metal is soaring. It's kind of like any mention of Ron Paul getting the Alabama GOP vote over the... No. All people are interested in is the catfight that's going on between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, which I find rather amusing to watch. That they are now having to deal with the race issue. Yeah, it used to be the purview of those, you know, those radical right-wingers at one point. So it's good to see them rollicking in the mud on this one and trying to explain their actions and trying to defend that I'm not a racist. You have to look at this in a humor light. Otherwise, you will go insane. You've got to have some humor with all this stuff that's going on because it is, first of all, it's all a charade. And we are watching history unfold before our very eyes. People will be dissecting this for decades to come. This will surpass the aura surrounding the tulip mania of the 1700s. I mean, the dot-com explosion is a blip on the screen compared to what we are dealing with here. And we haven't even started scratching the surface. This is not the end of the subprime debacle. This is the beginning of the subprime debacle. They had a chart. This one guy plots foreclosures and bank sales in Sacramento, California. And it was like a virus spreading all around this map. And he was pointing out that all these blue dots are soon going to turn into red dots, and then more blue dots are going to start appearing. Because as real estate goes, as houses go into foreclosure, obviously, if you've got, I don't know, 10 houses in a row that are in foreclosure, guess what it does to the 10 houses across the street? People no longer have that safety blanket around themselves that they think that somehow that they've sorted out their retirement by buying a facade, a veneer, something that looks like a house but is actually not. All it's made up of is 2x4s and veneer and drywall. I mean, when you see fires go through California, you have to ask yourself, how come the houses burn so quickly? Because there's nothing there. The only thing you see standing is a chimney because it's made of bricks. They say it's because of earthquakes. It may have a point. I lived in California a while. It's interesting when the ground shakes below your feet. It's a unique feeling. There's nothing you can do about it. You just have to stand there and hope stuff doesn't fall on your head. But here we are dealing with this crisis of epic proportion. And it's not isolated areas either. It's all over the place, for goodness sake. It's not just Stockton, California, or Phoenix, Arizona, or Miami Beach, Florida. It's all across the country. This is exploding. And it's going to continue to explode. There's trillions of dollars out there. These banks have only written off a couple hundred billion dollars. There's trillions to go. And now the president this evening in the collapse of the union speech, he's going to tell us everything's okay. That America's on the right path. Things are looking great. We may have a little problem here, but we're going to solve it because even though you lost your house, you lost your job, we are going to do free trade agreements with some South American country that's actually going to help you. And then because you've lost your job and you lost your house, we're going to give you a couple hundred bucks so you can, I don't know, go to a pool game with the family. Well, pretty much that's all the economic stimulus is going to buy you. Family of four can attend a baseball game. I'm not kidding. Diamondbacks, brand new stadium down here. You ain't going to get out of going, if you got a family of four, you ain't getting into that baseball game, hot dogs, Coca-Colas, or adult beverages for under $150 for a family of four. So basically, that's what the rebate is. You get to go to a ball game, get your troubles for 3 hours, and that's going to stimulate the economy. It's actually better than the people who go spend their money at Walmart because then you're just giving a rebate to China. Or if you go put it in gasoline, you're just giving your rebate to the Arabs. So, but anyway, the president will be be trying to fill out his legacy this evening. And he'll tell us that everything's fine. But the most important thing we've got to do is protect the American people from the boogeyman. That's why I want Congress to urgently pass needed FISA reform so we can spy on more Americans. Do you know that American citizens are being detained by immigration officials? You know, especially, you know, the American citizens who have an accent, for instance. Happened here in Phoenix the other day. A Russian guy got locked up. They were going to deport him. I was born in Cleveland. It's nuts. You had Rudy Giuliani the other day running around saying that in order for us to log on to the internet, we should have a national ID card. You see, this is where a lot of these people forget the stuff about this latest rule, that especially here in Arizona, I think it's the most toughest of all, where... Well, did we have a little break in communication? I've been rambling on here for half an hour. And it was a good show, too. Well, at least I thought it was good. Are we there yet? No, we're not there yet. Yes, we are back. Well, that was strange. How long were we off the air for? You mean people didn't get to hear about the free gold offer? Oh, too bad about that. Yes, we at Republic Trading Group are giving away free gold. If you believe that, you also believe everything the president tells you tonight. He's going to propose all kinds of...
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.